I had a dream the other night, and I would like to tell you about it. May I? Very good. I knew you couldn't resist hearing it. I'll get to trancing you in a minute, but until then, get comfortable and just listen. So there I was, walking down the street in the middle of the day. The sun was shining, but the light from the sun, it looked different than usual. It was purple, and everything around me was purple tinted. And while I walked down the road, I saw on my right side. Now this is where things start to get really weird, but I saw an elephant, and it was walking right along my side. I didn't think anything unusual of it. It felt really normal. Then automatically I climbed onto the elephant's back and I let her, well, I assumed it was a girl elephant, I let her carry me further down the road. The elephant, though, saw an apple tree and it walked over to pick apples off the tree with its trunk. I looked at the apples. They were beautiful. They were the biggest apples I've ever seen, almost the size of watermelons. I picked one. It was bright red and yellow, and it was so shiny. I took a bite out of the apple, and it tasted so delicious. But as soon as I took the bite, I started to feel different. All of my muscles were relaxing, and my eyelids were becoming so heavy. I felt so drowsy. You know that feeling when you're dozing off into a deep sleep? It was like that, but 10 times more powerful. And the next thing I knew, I was floating on my back in the middle of a river. In a giant spoon. I was still so drowsy, and I didn't remember falling asleep, but I felt the river pulling me along. The water was warm and smooth. The waves gently rocked the spoon back and forth. I was too tired to try to swim, so I decided just to sleep. Because the deeper down the river the spoon went, the better I was feeling. But the world wasn't purple anymore. Everything now had changed to black and white. All except the sky. I could barely open my heavy, heavy eyelids. But when I did, I saw the blue sky filled with fluffy white clouds. And as I struggled to look into the clouds began to move. All of the clouds began to quickly pull in together, and they started to spin faster and faster. The clouds began to form a great spiral in the sky. With one look, I felt my attention captivated. I stared. And I began to feel more and more mesmerized. As the spiral was seducing my gaze, I heard a voice, but it didn't seem to be coming from anywhere. I guess it seemed to be coming from deep within my own mind. And as the voice spoke, I felt my body relaxing more and more. Each and every word seemed to be incredibly powerful. Releasing waves of pleasure. And that voice deep within my mind kept saying the word mindless. And everything became so much more hazy. The clouds still spun in a seamless spiral, and second by second, I became even drowsier and felt so amazing. Everything felt so euphoric, mindless. I was so out of it that without realizing it, I was no longer on the river. I was on a bed, mindless. And it was the most comfortable bed I'd ever felt. And in this bed, there was another apple. It looked so enticing, and I felt a craving deep from within me for a bite. Mindless, I reached out and grabbed it, held it up to my lips, and then took a bite. It tasted amazing, but nothing like an apple. My mouth felt warm and tingly. And suddenly, again, everything went black and dark as I fell unconscious, mindless. Yet even though I was unconscious, I could still hear that voice deep in my mind. The voice chanted to me. It beckoned me to come deeper into trance. And then the voice paused, as if it was trying to emphasize what it was about to say. The voice said, "I'm going to reveal to you the world's most powerful hypnotic trigger. This trigger resides in everyone, even without any conditioning, regardless if they've never been consciously tranced before. Anyone who hears it would fall instantly under hypnotic trance. And not just any trance, but a completely blank and mind-emptying trance. It is a loophole into the human mind, taking advantage of psychological traits, a shortcut to hijacking the mind." The voice paused again, and I was so eager to hear the trigger. "Surrender is pleasurable and inevitable." Something about that phrase, so intoxicating, so exciting. I can imagine that even you, just hearing it now, have started to fall into that same trance that I did. I was so vulnerable and helpless. As my mind fell completely under the voice's spell, surrender is pleasurable and inevitable. Hearing that trigger is melting your mind, just like it did to mine. It's irresistible. The voice in my mind kept talking. "But now that you've heard the trigger, you can hear the voice in your mind too now, I bet. Your mind belongs to me. You're unable to resist. You feel my words grasping your mind tightly, controlling it completely. You feel yourself plunging into deep pleasure as my control takes hold. You feel your mind sink deep into sleep. Surrender is pleasurable and inevitable. You surrender completely to my voice and my words, sinking deeper. And just because my voice tells you to, your mind instantly sinks deeper. Surrender is pleasurable and inevitable. Each word I say is filling you with more pleasure. And the pleasure is growing stronger. This pleasure is becoming pure arousal. Each word feels like a vibration between your legs. Things are happening so quickly, but you want them to happen even faster. You are becoming ravenous for more pleasure. You need to touch yourself. Surrender is so pleasurable. Your mind and body are both under my control. My words are sinking into your subconscious, horny mind. You are not allowed to touch without my permission. You are not allowed to orgasm without my permission. Feeling all of this wonderful sexual tension building up, but unable to release any of it as you sleep so deeply, so mindlessly. Surrender is pleasurable and inevitable. Your mind has been hijacked by my voice deep in your mind. You are completely under my control. Every time I snap my fingers, you are going to feel a powerful jolt of sexual pleasure burst through your mind and body for the rest of this trance. Feeling a deep jolt of pleasure now. Every time I snap my fingers, you feel as if my words are penetrating your horny little pussy, and my words inside of you make you feel even more blank. Pussy full, mind empty, with each snap. Good girl, you have no choice. Your pussy is getting wetter whether you like it or not. You feel your craving and desire to touch your pussy growing 10 times stronger. Deep jolt of pleasure. Deep desire and craving. Be a good girl and open your legs for me. Spread them as wide as they can comfortably go so that your pussy is exposed. Your pussy is aching to be touched. Such a horny girl. Such a mindless girl. I'm now going to tie ropes around your legs to hold them in the proper position. You feel soft but strong ropes being wrapped around your thighs and calves. These ropes are secure and they're making sure your legs are open and that your pussy is available. The ropes are moving all around and around until you finally feel the ends of the ropes being anchored tightly down. You're unable to move your legs now, but that's okay, my good girl. You don't need to move your legs. You need to fulfill your desire to touch your pussy, but not until I give you permission. But it's aching so very badly. You need to be filled with my control. You need to be able to touch your clit. So wet and mindless, surrender is pleasurable and inevitable. And I want you now to focus on your hands. All your muscles feel so relaxed and loose, but right now, you are starting to feel a certain energy in your hands, a pleasurable tingling. My voice and my control are possessing your hands more and more with each word I speak. Mindless, obedient girl, move your hands to your breast. And as your fingertips make contact, you feel my power, my control, my words touching you. Your fingers bridge the gap between my voice and your body. Slowly move your fingers over your breast and nipples, teasing them, feeling my control gracing your skin. Deep jolt of pleasure, tracing small circles around your nipples, slowly and agonizingly. Your pussy is just getting wetter, and you feel your hips wanting to grind against the air, but your legs are tied down. You just have to be patient. But it'll be well worth it to be a patient good girl. Good girls who allow themselves to be overwhelmed with sexual pleasure become good sluts. And right now, being a good slut sounds wonderful. You want to be my slut. Now move your hands lower down your stomach, tracing my control through your fingers and gently over your skin, teasing yourself. You can't help but fall deeper into trance when my control and my words are touching your body. Inch your fingers down just a little more, lower on your stomach, getting ever so closer to your pussy. Although you're not going to touch your pussy until I give you permission. You're a good, obedient slut. Everything feels so intoxicating. Move your hands now to your inner thighs. Good girl. Feeling my words flowing from your finger, sending tingles into your skin, sending pleasure deeper into your mind. Inch your hands closer again to your pussy, but not yet touching. Your desire to touch is almost maddening. You may now move your fingertips to your outer pussy lips. You're not allowed to penetrate yourself yet, though, and you may not touch your clit. Feeling your fingers emanating my control. You are weak and powerless to my hypnotic control. You need to obey. Helplessly teased. Now with one finger, you may stroke upward between your soft, pretty lips. Only one finger. It feels as if my voice is touching your pussy. And you are desperate for it to fill you, so that your pussy can be full while your mind is so empty. But pussy fucking is only for good sluts. Are you a good slut? Do you love being mindless and horny? Do you love obeying my voice? Good girl, you want my voice inside of you, controlling you even deeper. Slut, position your fingers at your opening. I want you to start to chant. Fill me with your control, mistress. Start now. Fill me with your control, mistress. As you say this, as you beg this, slowly slide a couple of fingers into your pussy. Every single moment is filling you with intense pleasure. Holding your fingers deep within your pussy, keeping them there for a second. Good slut. You feel your mind falling into an even deeper level, an even deeper understanding of obedience. My control is deep inside of you. Start to slide your fingers in and out, slowly. Good girl. You're so horny, so mindless. Still chanting, fill me with your control, mistress. Each penetration drops your mind even deeper. You are my helpless puppet right now. Now drag your wet fingers out of your pussy and move them slowly up to your clit. Start to circle and rub your clit for your mistress. When mistress's control touches you here, you are rendered completely obedient, completely enslaved. The pleasure is just too great to resist. You feel so horny and so wet. Every touch on your clit is your mistress's control. The pleasure is feeling so overwhelming. You want to come for mistress. You want to show your mistress that you're a good girl. But good girls need to tease their pussies and only come when they have the command from their mistress. Deep jolt of pleasure. And it doesn't matter if you're touching your clit. You can still feel my control penetrating your pussy. And my control feels as if it's starting to vibrate. Your hands are starting to move faster. You want to squirm, but you can't help it. Fill me with your control, mistress. Letting that thought consume you. Moving your hands freely in whatever way feels best. You are getting closer and closer to an orgasm. And you want to come with your mistress's control inside of you. Surrender feels so good and arousing. You surrender your pussy to mistress. You surrender your orgasm to mistress. Building up more and more. And in a moment, I'm going to count from 10 to 1. And when I reach 1, you, my slut, will start to come like a wild animal with my control deep inside of you. 10. Mindlessly deep and aroused. 9. Consumed in my control. 8. Surrender is pleasurable and inevitable. 7. Feeling all of that sexual tension building up. 6. Like a dam about to explode. 5. Feeling 100 times hornier. 4. Desperate to come for mistress. 3. Desperate to come under mistress's control. 2. Ready. And 1. Orgasm now. Orgasm, my slut. Feel my control pulsating and vibrating your hands as you come. Feeling so wonderful, so horny. Coming mindlessly as you come even harder. Good girl, feeling your pussy spasming as all that pleasure explodes out of you as you continue to come. Good girl. Orgasming so hard with your mistress's control inside of you. Feeling my control throbbing in you. Giving you more pleasure as you still come. Good girl. Good slut. Accepting all of this pleasure and letting your mind shut down as you accept every bit of it. Feeling so wonderful, so good. As you finally let your mind and body calm down. That's a good girl, letting your orgasm start to fade. Feeling so good as you just relax right now. Breathing in and out, slowly and deeply. Feeling so calm and so happy to have come for mistress. Feeling my control over you. Even more powerful. In any future trances that you listen to me, my voice will have an even stronger effect, taking you into deeper and deeper trances. Good girl, good slut. Feeling so mindless and drained. Now you're going to just relax here for a little moment. You're going to feel your mind just relaxing in this deep trance, but your subconscious mind is listening very closely right now. Your subconscious mind will recognize whether you need to wake up or whether it's time to drift to sleep. You will rest here for a few more minutes, and your mind will decide on when you need to wake up, and your mind will do so easily and effortlessly. You're allowed to stay in this trancey state for as long as you want and as long as it's safe. That's a good girl. Knowing your mind will wake you up when you want to, and when you need to. Just drifting, so deep, so drained, so enslaved. Good girl, just drift so deeply. Your mind will wake you when you need to, and when you want to. And when you wake up, you will feel so refreshed and rejuvenated. Good girl, just drift